it was an initiative that was spearheaded by my colleague on the council, Catherine McDermott, and we were all very glad to support it. And indeed, it went before the plenary committee for full approval. So to find out that it actually wasn't coming to any shown, it was very disheartening.
The reason given was that a study had shown Letterkenny was the optimum location in which to put such a facility. The argument was that this was needed in outlying areas of Inishowen. It's not going to do Malinheddar Cairn an awful lot if the necessary tanker is in fact 60 kilometres away.
Well, that's exactly the point. So the need was identified and efforts were made to acquire this wonderful piece of equipment, and the proof lies in the pudding now. It really doesn't matter. We're not going to get that, and we're way down the list as far as pecking order, as far as I can see. I just would like to ask the question, well, if there's a need in Inishowen and if there's a need in Letterkenny, then certainly there's a need for two of these actual tankers to be acquired.
And did the council give any indication, or the officials give any indication as to why they can't apply for two?
No, there was no explanation given like that. Nor were we furnished with the findings of the report that they used to form the basis of their decision. So it was a little bit of a slap down at the 11th hour, and it came as a shock to all of us, and great disappointment to the elected members in the peninsula here.